On today's show, Volkswagen gets caught cheating on other diesel engines. UAW workers could get $1 billion in profit sharing, and a look at some hot reveals from SEMA. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 3rd of 2015. Uh-oh, just when it looked like the VW cheating scandal was simmering down, yesterday the EPA accused the company of using a defeat device on its 3-liter V6 diesels that are installed in certain Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche models. VW denies the accusation, but the EPA is very specific about what it found, and I quote, "At exactly 1 second after the completion of the initial phases of the standard test procedure, the vehicle immediately changes a number of operating parameters that increases NOx emissions up to 9 times the EPA standard." This is a devastating development. VW said it had disclosed everything to the EPA, so either the company is still trying to hide the truth, or it has not fully figured out how deep the cheating went inside the company. Either way, this probably destroys whatever credibility the company had left, and it probably ensures that the fines it faces will be far more punitive. And wait, it gets worse. A study by MIT and Harvard says the higher pollution from VW's diesels will lead to the premature deaths of 59 people in the United States. It says that another 130 deaths can be avoided if all the cars involved are recalled by the end of next year. Health experts say that light vehicle emissions lead to about 33,000 premature deaths a year. And we'll be back with some SEMA eye candy right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
The SEMA show kicks off in Las Vegas today, so let's take a look at some of the eye candy that's on display. First up is Dodge and Mopar with this Challenger. What makes this car special, other than the custom paint, interior, and body kit, is that it comes with all-wheel drive and a Hemi engine that gets up to 75 more horsepower thanks to the Scat Pack 3 performance kit. I'll gladly take one of these during the winter. Or how about this Chrysler 300 with that same upgraded Hemi engine lurking under the hood? Of course, it wouldn't be complete without Easter eggs, of which there are over 300 in the grill alone. The Dodge brand is also resurrecting a specialty model from the past. Remember the Omni GLH? Well, meet the Dart GLH, which gets touches reminiscent of the original, like the red accents on the lower body. However, with no performance upgrades, the Dart GLH doesn't quite live up to the ghost-like hell moniker. Now let's switch over to Chevy, who for the last several years has shown off its drag-ready Copo Camaro. And now with the new Gen 6 Camaro hitting dealer showrooms, Chevy will have a brand new Copo on display. The car can be upfitted to compete in the NHRA's stock and super stock eliminator classes, so there are a number of different engine options customers can choose from. This particular car was created with the help of NHRA Camaro funny car driver Courtney Forrest and will be auctioned off at Barrett Jackson, with the proceeds going to the United Way. BMW is also at the show with a modified version of its M4 Coupe, as well as the first M Performance parts for the new M2 Coupe. The M4 Coupe comes with a number of different aerodynamic components, which are made out of carbon fiber or polyurethane, and also feature a M Performance inscription for the first time. The car is powered by an inline 6-cylinder turbo that's mated to a dual-clutch transmission. It can move from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in just 4.1 seconds, and its top speed is limited to 250 kilometers per hour or 155 mph. Some of the new components for the M2 Coupe are a M Performance rear spoiler in carbon fiber finish, a newly developed suspension, and a sports exhaust with a flap system and tailpipe trim elements in carbon fiber. Coming up next, UAW workers could hit a historical milestone in profit sharing.
you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
In each of the last 2 years, UAW workers have earned about $900 million in profit sharing from the Detroit 3. And next year, the payout could be even better. The new UAW contract, which has yet to be approved at General Motors and Ford, provides even more profit sharing. And with the U.S. market red hot, there's going to be more profit to share. It's entirely probable that next year's payout could come to $1 billion. That would be a historical milestone. Over 60 years ago, Walter Reuther fought for profit sharing, but never saw it happen in his lifetime. The UAW needs to talk this up. Most of the workers at the transplants don't get any profit sharing at all. So delivering $1 billion in profit sharing checks shows the value of belonging to a union. And finally, let's wrap up today's show with a barn find sent to us from viewer Alex Barnett from Orillia, Ontario in Canada. This should be extremely easy for most of you to identify, so let us know what you think it is. And we're also looking for the year or years you think this model was made. Shoot us your answer via email, that's viewermail at autoline.tv, or just post your answer in the comments section of today's show. Also, be sure to tune in this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Autoline After Hours, where you get the inside view of what makes the automotive industry go round and round. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.